Our final report this week comes from Northfield, and this is the Prairie Creek Community School.
Hi, this is Jack from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota. It will be a lot colder this coming week, but this past week, we're still seeing dragonflies, worms, ants, toads, woolly bears, centipedes, and vultures. We saw a butterfly, but it wasn't a monarch. We are still seeing a few dandelions too. However, most of the plants seem to be ready for winter. My ginkgo tree dropped all of its leaves in a single morning. Our red-tail oak is almost completely turned to brown. The cattails are all puffy and the milkweeds have spread most of their seeds. There were many deer sightings, including a few bucks. There was a fox sighting during the day along the road. The albino squirrel has made yet another appearance. There are many geese and ducks. You can hear them into the night. Bowden saw an eagle. We are seeing many crows, and there are still vultures in the area. This has been Prairie Creek Community School, one more step along the phenology journey.
Thank you, Jack. Nice job down there. Still some insects buzzing about. They've got dragonflies down there, and that's good. Turkey vultures still flying around. I haven't seen a turkey vulture up here for a couple of weeks. Perhaps there's one or two left in the area, but I suspect most have moved south. And an interesting note about the ginkgo. The ginkgo is a sort of a city tree. It's imported, a bit like buckthorn. And it has some really unusual leaves. When you see them, they look a bit fan-like. And to hear that Jack's ginkgo dropped all of its leaves in one morning, that's kind of special. Maybe that's the nature of the ginkgo, or maybe he had some of that same weather that we had up here, strong winds. And just shook the leaves off of the trees. That's our student phenology reports for this week. As always, if you would like to contribute or if you'd like to join the group, please get in touch with us.